Money is in deep trouble.
But let us assume that there is a constitution written that is adopted by the two-thirds of the assembly. The National Assembly, then the Constituent Assembly then becomes the National Assembly, and it forms a government. One key issue that must be addressed by the Constituent Assembly is whether or not there will be a president. Now, Sihanouk, I don't know what the reading is this morning. Somebody said that Sihanouk has made another statement, so I stand to be corrected. But it is believed that the Constituent Assembly will write into the Constitution a provision for the election of a president, which obviously is going to be Sihanouk, and that it will also determine the powers of the president. This will have an extraordinary effect on the whole process. But let us assume that that is written into the Constitution, that the Constitution is promulgated in July or August, and that then a new government is formed. Possibly a part of the process will be having an election for president, which Sihanouk will take office and exercise the powers of the president or of a prime minister, what have you. We now get to the bottom line. And this is why I say the question who will win the election is really not very important. Will the people who dominate that National Assembly and the new government which will emerge from it, will the people who, quote, win, honor the rights of the minority, of the people who did not win? The other side of the coin is, will the people who lose honor the right of the majority to form a government and press on with the very much needed economic development and political stability that Cambodia must have in order to survive? Those are really the questions. So we won't know whether this UNTAC involvement, the international community's involvement, has been, quote, successful.